Hello.
Hi, is this Danielle?
It is.
Hi, Danielle. My name is Lulu. I'm with a company here. It's called Local Splash. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well, thank you. I just spoke with your husband, and he gave me your phone number to call you. What we are here, the company is Local Splash, and what we are is a premier Google channel partner, Danielle, a data service provider. Yeah.
Okay.
Danielle, we had a position become available on the first page of Google for tree services in your area there. So that's why I was reaching out to speak with you. He said that you handle this part of the business. So he wanted me to speak to you. So here I am. Are you familiar with
this?
So
I'm not familiar with much of this. Right now we're using HomeAdvisor and like Angie's leads, but I was looking to get something set up. I wasn't exactly sure what it was called or where to even start, but kind of like if, you know, someone was on their iPhone, I'm not familiar with Android, and they like clicked on Safari, you know, that bar pops up right there at the bottom of your phone. That's how most people, you know, look stuff up. Please be quiet on the phone. And, you know, like me, for example, if I need to look up a plumber, I go to Safari, that bar pops up, I type in plumbers in my area, and then, you know, like the, basically, I don't know what it's called. I don't know if it's a Google ad or what, but it pops up, like the first business that pops up. I don't know how, you know, that's categorized or, like I said, what company that is, and then, like, it kind of shows you, like, their stars right there, and you can either hit call, website, directions, something like that. You know, you don't have to click on, like, any extra links to get to it. It just pops up as soon as you do it. And so I'm kind of looking to get into that to where, you know, if someone does that, they would see our business, like, first or, you know.
Right.
How that works.
That's exactly what we do. Okay. We'll get you listed there on that first page. Okay. So anytime your customers out there are doing a search for any, you know, tree removal, pruning, trimming, landscaping, anything that you guys do, when your clients are looking for your services within your service radius, your company will pop up above your competitors, just as you said. You're explaining to me, and your clients see everything about you and call you directly. Okay, it's an unlimited call service. Right, exactly. Absolutely. Boy, and it's going to increase your workload a lot, a lot, because,
so
again, it's unlimited.
What exactly is that called? Is it Google Ads, or?
It's Google Ads is a pay-per-click. Okay, it's the local map
section.
Okay, yeah. It's SEO, search engine optimization. Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. How long have you guys been in business now, Danielle?
Hold on one second, sweetie. I need to pick up prescriptions for Patricia Duffy. Go ahead. We have been in business for 8 years. So since 2016, 2015, something like that.
Oh, my God. Okay. Does your husband have a crew, or does he do this by himself?
So pretty much what he's been doing is, like, he's been working for a company as a general foreman, and he's kind of just did this on his own on the side. Well, you too. About a year ago, he got injured, and he was out of work for a while.
Oh.
It was, he had to have several surgeries. And so they put him on workman's comp, and, you know, that wasn't enough to pay the bills. So we kind of, like, when he went back for his last surgery, they never put him back on workman's comp. We just decided that, like, he was going to kind of go out and do his own thing until he had to go to court for his settlement. Well, you're not going to eat a bunch of those, Gunner, because they didn't want to put him back on workman's comp, which, you know, that's just litigation. That's a whole other story. But so, you know, he kind of realized, like, that he could make more on his own than working for somebody else. And so that's kind of, you know, like I said, when he was working, like, out in the field, you know, he would run into people and they'd be like, hey, can you look at this tree? You know, that type thing. So he still had jobs, like, on the side. But he's been making far more money working for himself than he was working, you know, for somebody else. And so that's kind of what he's realized. So as far, when I say 8 years, you know, like, that's just his experience. He has a few other guys that work with him. So he has a crew. Oh, and we're actually in the process of getting, like, an LLC, but we're, like I said, we're kind of trying to wait until he has court Friday. So we're kind of trying to wait for the litigation side of everything to be handled while we're also trying to start his own business.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay. Oh, you got a lot going on. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, you poor thing. I hate that court stuff like that. Yeah.
It's unfortunate that they just won't just settle with us, you know, that we're having a fight then, but it is what it is.
Right.
It's just how insurance companies work.
Yeah. What is the service radius there? How far does he typically travel, perhaps like in a mile radius for new potential clients there, Danielle?
I would say up to, like, you know, 40 miles. I mean, you know, at least.
Yeah.
I try not to, like, estimate my mileage. I would probably, you know, more so say, like, up to an hour away.
Okay.
You know, I'm not good with measuring mileage. But, I mean, he would drive up to an hour. You know, like, we live in Woodland, Alabama, but, like, in the past, he's went to, like, Douglasville, Georgia to do jobs. You know, Jacksonville, Alabama, Saks, Alabama. I would say probably no more than, you know, an hour, just because usually he has to go do an estimate. So it would kind of be more stressful on him to travel over an hour away to give an estimate and then someone not get the job. But if it was like commercial work, he would probably be willing to travel further away.
Yeah, and I understand. Yeah, I understand. Wow, that's good, though. Yeah. Is he picking up any commercial at all, or is it strictly residential?
He would be willing to pick up commercial jobs. Like, I know he got one commercial job here in the town that we actually live in. He's just got to call the state, I think, and get, like, their permission. So we're still waiting on that. So, yeah, I mean, definitely he'd be willing to do commercial work.
Oh, God, that's so good. Well, Danielle, with this position here that became available on the first page of Google, it is exclusive. And what that means is when they become available like this, our job here is to call through the area and fill the position the same day, okay? That's what we do, and I've been doing it for years. So once we fill this position here today, we're going to completely close the area out on our end, of course, okay, because we cannot and will not work with your competitors. Very strict Google guidelines. Okay. And because I know that I put you in at a new and business rate. Okay. I know he's got all that experience, but this is on a pricing scale. So that way it lowers the pricing details. So, let me grab my director, Jesse, and Jesse's going to apply that here for us. Give me a quick second here. I already sent it over. So I think Jesse's got it all pulled up.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Danielle?